Joining me today is Olivia Charles, and she is coming to us from West Carroll High School in Savannah, Illinois, where she's serving as her chapter's president. Olivia, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
Now, when you're not at school, when you're at home, are you on a farm, or are you in town, or are you something kind of in the middle?
So I actually live on a beef operation, and then my SAE that I have rabbits. Mm-hmm. And then my mom is a veterinarian, so I spend a lot of time with animals.
Wow, very cool. Well, how long have you been part of the FFA?
I was actually in 8th grade Discovery FFA as well. Mm-hmm. So I had 8th grade, freshman, sophomore, and then this will be my junior year. So this is my 4th year.
Okay. And here's where I always ask the most obvious question in the world, but why did you want to be part of the organization?
So for me, my dad was an FFA member when he was in school. And then our FFA chapter actually has a barnyard zoo that we put on every year at the elementary school, where all the high schoolers bring their animals to show, and we get to come out and see them when we were in elementary school. Mm-hmm. And that always really, you know, I was like, oh my gosh, I want to do this when I get older.
And obviously things have been going well for you. You've just recently been selected to be your chapter's president.
Yep. Just this past year, I served as the JV officer reporter. And then this year I was elected to chapter president. So I'm really excited about that.
Very cool. So what made you want to go into the officer portion of serving in the FFA?
I've always kind of wanted to be in a leadership position, I guess. I've been on our chapter's parliamentary procedure team. We won that discovery year. I haven't been the president on the team, but I was a secretary and I was always super into that. And then I just try and do like as many contests as I can every year. And then I ran for president.
Well, congratulations on that. That's wonderful. And I always like to see students who are achieving in that way. I think it takes a little extra, right? If you're going to go and be part of the leadership for your chapter. I mean, there's already a ton to do. Well, let's talk about your supervised agricultural experience. So here you are, you're on a cattle operation, but you found yourself going into rabbits. So let's talk about that. Tell us everything you've been doing.
So I raise Flemish Giant and Dwarf Hotto rabbits. I use them for show rabbits. I breed them and I sell them as pets. I sell them to other people as breeding animals. We use them for our own household as meat animals. And then I've just recently started taking the hides and tanning them to sell pelts as well. I use there's a lot of different uses for the rabbits. I guess the reason I actually went more towards rabbits instead of helping with the cow-calf operation is something that I can do pretty much by myself. I operate all the rabbits, and having large animals, you know, you're probably going to need more help from adults to manage them on a day-to-day basis while you're going to school and have all those other activities. Where rabbits, I can pretty much do all by myself.
Very interesting. Well, when did you start? When did you get your first rabbit?
My grandpa was raising Flemish Giant rabbits before I was even born. So naturally, I got into them as I got older. And I'd go up to my grandpa's house, and we had a few rabbits at our house. And they'd kind of stay with me over the summer, and then grandpa would take care of them over the winter. And now grandpa has a few rabbits, and I have most of our breeding stock at my house. So.
Very interesting. So he was doing this. He inspired you. And man, yep. It sounds like you've got a very interesting business model going here, and you're taking advantage of every single part and piece of the rabbit, it sounds like. When did you start selling them yourself? You started raising them at a certain point in time, but when did it develop into a business for you?
Well, I just started selling a large number of them a couple of years ago, kind of when I started the SAE. I've been posting them online, and also kind of I have a couple buyers in my area that buy 4-H projects and such from me.
Okay.
But the guy that I bought my original breeding stock from actually just retired. So the bloodlines that I have are becoming more valuable.
Oh, I see. So just simple supply and demand. There's just less of them out there now?
Yeah.
Very
so people
cool.
are coming from, I recently had a person from New York. I have lots of people from Iowa and Wisconsin. People drive a decent ways to get those bloodlines.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Great job. That's a wonderful position to be in. Now, did you grow up eating rabbit?
I did actually, because every year we kind of breed them over the summer. And then in the fall, we'd pick what we wanted to have, like the higher quality rabbits to breed for like my fair stock next year. And then whatever we had left over, we wanted to get down in numbers over the winter. So they would kind of be the pole rabbits. They didn't quite make the cut, and so then we would use them at home for food.
Okay, really cool. I like this idea. And then when did you start, you know, dealing with the pelts?
I started processing the rabbits myself a couple of years ago.
Okay.
And then as I was doing that, it kind of occurred to me that I was throwing away these beautiful pelts, and I'd seen people that had tanned rabbit hides before, and so I just thought that would be something cool to get into, where I could use every part of the rabbit and also make a little money while doing it.
Okay. So have you learned how to tan these pelts yourself, or do you outsource that?
There was a guy in town that my dad knew who used to run a taxidermy shop. So he helped me get started, and then I've also watched quite a few YouTube videos. My first ones didn't turn out quite as planned, but now they're getting a lot better.
So you're doing it all yourself, the tanning and everything?
Yep.
Very cool. Now, how are you how are you marketing the pelts? Who is buying these, and what are they using them for?
So for a long time, I had a big stack of them in my basement because I couldn't find buyers for them.
Uh-huh.
I looked into like selling them on eBay, but there's not a lot of people really going on there to buy them. So recently, I have had people going to Renaissance fairs.
Okay.
And I'm trying to get them to take my pelts with them and sell them, because people buy them to make like the Renaissance clothing and everything.
Got it. They're stitching pelts together and making some clothing that looks like what somebody would have worn in the Middle Ages or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really cool.
Very cool. Wow. Who would have thought, you know? And, you know, it's funny, Olivia, you know, as farmers and people involved in agriculture, we always say that if you wear it, you eat it, you know, whatever, it doesn't matter what it is. Everything at some point comes from agriculture. But I think you're proving that directly.
Yeah, I just think it's really awesome to like watch too, just how we can use every part of them for something beneficial to someone.
How did you discover that there was a demand for your pelts at these Renaissance fairs?
It was kind of just talking to people. Because we'd go around and every once in a while I'd be having a conversation, it would come up and I'd be like, oh yeah, I have a whole stack of hides in my basement. I don't really know what to do with them. I've just been making them because I think they're cool. And then I met a guy who's like, oh hey, my buddy goes to Renaissance fairs and I know they sell them there.
And so you're just kind of opening that market up. You're just kind of getting that figured out now?
Yeah. I'm hoping to be able to sell more of them in the future.
Mm-hmm. So how do you keep your rabbits? Like, are they in a barn? You have some sort of an outbuilding, or where do you keep them?
Yep. Actually, part of our garage has rabbit cages in here right now.
Okay.
And then I have wooden hutches outside that I keep some rabbits in. And that's kind of where I started having everyone. But then as I expanded, I bought a truck box, like off the back of a semi.
Okay.
And I have that lined with rabbit cages.
Oh, wow.
And then one corner of it, we actually, my dad and I went in there and worked together to insulate it.
Okay.
And I can hang heaters and heat lamps in there, and I have babies all year long. Negative 30 degrees this winter, I had baby bunnies in there, and they were completely fine.
So how many rabbits are being born on your place a year?
Last year, I had 120 kits, is what they call baby rabbits.
Okay.
And this year, I've already surpassed that.
Wow. And so you're already past that, and you can go year-round?
Yep.
Wow.
I breed them all winter.
So you're marketing these all over the place, and do you just have buyers just constantly rotating in to buy these rabbits up?
Oh, yes. Especially in the spring, everyone's going in to get like their 4-H projects and their breeding stock for the year. Right now, I'm in a little bit of a low for the market.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't had as many people, but I'm hoping once I get, I'm just starting to get into fair season right now. And so I go to fairs and I put for sale signs on all the cages, and so I try to get rid of rabbits that way. But then, of course, I end up buying new stock at fairs. So
really cool. Fascinating stuff. Well, that is great, Olivia. And I love your spirit. And I love that you're innovative with this. Now, as you look forward, you're going into your junior year. You look forward, you're going to be done with high school here in a couple years. How does what you're doing in terms of running your own business and creating your own resources like this, how does this influence the way you picture your future?
Honestly, I think this project has made like a huge impact on me. Just having to have the responsibility of managing all these rabbits, like on a daily basis, my parents don't see a rabbit unless one is sick or something and I have to talk to about it with my mom.
Okay.
It's completely me. And I think that'll really, you know, help my leadership roles in the future, I think.
Very cool. And what are you thinking when you're done with high school? Is it off to college, military, work? I mean, what do you have in mind?
I'm planning on going to college. I'm not exactly sure what yet. It's going to be in the agriculture industry for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just not exactly sure.
Well, I want to ask your advice really quick, Olivia, and I want to ask this for those future FFA students out there who might be listening. When it comes to wanting to do a project, and maybe your parents are saying, well, that all sounds great, but it sounds like it's going to wind up being a lot of work for us. I mean, in your situation, you, like you said, your parents never see a rabbit unless you need veterinary help from your mom. So you've proven to your parents, no, I've got this. This is my project, and I'm going to take it, and I'm going to run with it, and you're not going to have to worry about it. What advice would you have for another student out there that they could get to that point where they could really prove it to their parents that, no, I'm very serious about this?
My advice would be if you can just start with, like if you're going to do a rabbit project, if you just start with one or two rabbits and you prove that you're the one that like takes care of them all the time. Because personally, I think that it just makes the project mean so much more to you when you're the one making all the decisions, deciding which rabbits you want to buy, which ones you want to sell, when you're breeding them. Like, I can't imagine not doing that because that's just the best part for me. But yeah, if you just take care of them on a daily basis, show the interest that you want to maybe go to a show, go to more shows, buy more rabbits, start breeding them. I mean, my parents have been really awesome about it. Every time I want to buy a new rabbit, they'll drive me to Chicago or wherever I need to go to pick it up. Like, they've been really beneficial to me.
Well, Olivia, I love your business. I love what you're doing. And thank you so much for sharing it with us today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
For FFA Today, I'm Matt Breckwald.